Chapter 2. Avery spotted Tilly while she was still making her way out of the cordoned-off security area at JFK Airport in Queens. Tilly waved wildly, bouncing up and down, but it didn't make the crowd ahead of her move any faster. She pulled an exasperated face, her long, curly blonde hair flying out in all directions from her messy topknot. She looked a whole lot better than she had the night before. At least she wasn't crying anymore. At 19, Tilly was 7 years younger than Avery. They couldn't be more different, in both physical appearance and attitude. But in the past year, after losing their mother and believing they'd lost William too, they'd grown closer than ever. While William had fretted and worried all of last night about his youngest daughter and what might be wrong, Avery knew her sister. In spite of her tears, if anything had been truly devastatingly wrong, like life or death wrong, Avery would have felt it. Seeing Tilly now, her usual silly grin and infectious energy in place as she threw herself into their arms, Avery was reassured her sister was fine. Obviously upset enough about something to fly all the way home from London a week before her autumn break, but still fine. William frowned down at her, standing back to search her face. "What happened, Lamb? I hate the idea of you flying all those hours alone and upset. I could have come to you." Tilly looked sheepish. The nickname had been given to her as a child, her parents' tongue-in-cheek nod to their youngest daughter's wild, rambunctious demeanor. She was anything but a lamb.
"I'm okay. I'm sorry I worried you, Daddy."
She rushed on before William could get a word in.
"I had to see you guys. I just had to. Can we go home, please? We can talk later. I'm tired and I just want to go home."
Avery picked up her sister's bag. Had she seriously flown across the ocean because she was homesick? Tilly had been ecstatic to begin her freshman year of college in Europe. The London Conservatory of Music had been her dream school since 10th grade. In the car, their dad behind the wheel, Avery turned to face her sister in the back seat.
"Tilly, are you really all right?"
Tilly glanced up from her phone, where she was speed typing something to someone.
"I'm good."
"Because Dad and I were supposed to pick you up from the airport a week from today. You used your savings to pay for your flight change?"
"Yes, I used my savings."
She sighed dramatically and dropped her phone into her backpack.
"Don't worry, A. You're not my guardian anymore. You can drop the bossy act."
Avery was taken aback.
"Damn."
She turned abruptly in her seat, facing forward. That was sassy, even for Tilly. She gave her father a sideways glance. He was staring in the rearview mirror at his daughter, his jaw set. Tilly was going to have to explain herself sooner or later. William would have to deal with her. Avery doubted her sister would be as rude to him. Finally home in Lilac Grove, Tilly dropped to her knees and threw her arms around Halston. The happy Afghan hound wiggled and whined excitedly, nearly knocking her over. Tilly kissed the top of the dog's head and straightened up. William cleared his throat. "Let's go make some lunch, and we'll talk this..." His voice trailed off as Tilly sprinted up the stairs.
"I'm not hungry, and I don't want to talk," she yelled over her shoulder.
Her bedroom door slammed seconds later. William's brow rose in bewilderment.
"What was that?"
Avery shook her head.
"I don't know.
Has she finally hit her rebellious teen phase? I mean, I kind of expected it after the funeral, but it never happened."
"Well, let's give her some space. If she doesn't come down by dinner time, I'll go talk to her," William said. "I'm starving. How does grilled cheese sound?"
Avery followed him into the kitchen. There had been times, since he'd been back, when she'd wondered what she was still doing living at home. What with her trips 2 or 3 days a week into their Manhattan office, it'd make sense for her to start looking at apartments. She and William worked from their home office about half the time, but sitting across from Micah and exchanging research tidbits and thoughts with him and Sir Robert always made her more productive. With all of the changes in the last several months, she felt tied to Lilac Grove. Her father was finally back, and Tilly was still here part-time. And then there was Art, who lived nearby. The Springfield County Sheriff's Department had a residency rule. Avery knew she shouldn't factor him into her musings on future plans. Their short-lived budding...